Yo, what's up? Overslept, Chris Laker. I'm in Cincinnati. It's 12:10, and I'm just getting up, and shit. I don't know, I didn't even stay up late, and staying in an Airbnb is very nice. It's like this house. It's not like a, it's like some, I mean, like, if you were a person that probably lives here in Loveland, Ohio, this house would be a shack that the weird guy died in, but it's like a palace if you live in New York City. And it's nice. They redid it. It was like, that's what it was. It was like some weird guy lived in. First of all, the lady that is, it's like next to this like other house where the people rented us the Airbnb live, and the lady came over here and talked to us for like a long time, and she was nice. Normally I wouldn't like be into like somebody being chatty and coming over like that, but she was just she was like what, like a feisty lady that's like fun to talk to. I don't know if I'm using the right adjective there, but and she told us how much she didn't like Trump, and everybody likes Trump around here, and I was like, I'm not getting into that at all, but she did. She brought it up. She just she's like assumed that we were Democrats because we're from New York City, and we gave her a little nod. I'm like, yeah, and then she's like, he's not my president. Okay. So, but she was telling us about how there was this guy that lived here. He didn't have much money, and he was like 85, and he died, and then they got the house and they fixed it up, cleaned it up. Well, let's be fair to him. I'm not naming names anyway, but let's be fair. She said he always kept good care of it, but it's really nice. It's just for two people for a weekend. It's perfect. It's like, but a lot of wood paneling. You know, she said it's all Ohio antiques. So just, you know, it just feels woodsy. Because we're not like right in Cincinnati, but we're like 3 minutes away from the three miles away. Miles aren't minutes. Those are two different measures of things. Oh yeah, shows last night were good. Were fun. You know, they're fun. They're shows. Go do them. People laugh and you have a good time. They're almost always fun. And when you're not in New York, they could be shit. But even then, they're fun. It's like anybody complains about shows. They don't, you know, stop it. So what? But I still haven't seen, like, the city of Cincinnati. Cause, like, I don't know if, I think, I've heard that whenever I feel like I go to a new city, no matter when it is, you know, over the past, like, if it was, like, because I used to travel a lot for my day job when I had a day job, I used to go to cities all over, but now when, you know, travel for comedy, whenever you go to a city, I feel like they're cleaning up downtown. That's what I always hear. All the time, they're cleaning up downtown. So that's what I heard, they're cleaning up downtown. But this club's not downtown. Where I'm staying is not downtown. Mike is staying at a hotel, you know, like 10 minutes away from here, like close by. And that's not downtown. That's like office park land. Everything's like, it just looks like everywhere USA of like office park, strip mall, you know, strip malls and office parks. And Toll Brothers houses, which all look alike. I mean, I'm not saying they don't make an okay house. My parents live in a Toll Brothers house in Pennsylvania, and those houses, and then I feel like I see those houses everywhere. So I guess that's why it's got to look different. I don't know. Okay, well, you know, because we were in Columbus, and that had like character. Columbus had like, but we were in the city. I'm sure Cincinnati's got character in the city, but I don't know if what's going on down there. They what are they into? What's their? I know they're into chili. And they have to put their chili on spaghetti, which that doesn't sound good. I guess it must be good. Everybody's eating it. I mean, I'm the asshole. I'm already. What are you putting your chili on spaghetti for? It's probably delicious, but I'm off carbs, yo. So I'm not even touching that chili because of the beans and that spaghetti. That's got to go right away. And normally what you do is order stuff, but, you know, be like, give me a burger, no bun. I feel so like, I feel like an asshole doing it. Not like in Ohio for some reason, because I feel like people think I'm some kind of sissy. Pussy, I don't know, whatever, a wimp. So I don't want to do it. I don't. It's fine. Like, we stopped at this truck, like a country kitchen, you know, kind of like a roadside truck stop place, and everybody in there is kind of, man, put through the ringer. Just is between here and Columbus, it was like this place. It was just like the people in, you know. They were, everybody they look like they've lived, you know, and they're all eating big time. They're getting cheesecake. They're eating hearty, and I'm ordering an omelet. And then it comes with potatoes and toast. And normally I'd say no potatoes and toast. And then, oh, sorry. Then I was afraid. I just feel self-conscious. I don't like people knowing what I'm in, like I'm on a diet or something. That's the thing. That would keep me not dieting for a long time. I didn't want people to know I didn't want to be like, it's just embarrassing to me. And then I was like, do you want toast or biscuit? And I said, no bread. She's like, do you want the potatoes? Or are you not going to eat them? I said, no potatoes. She knew. She, it's like, why would you not want the toast? Of course, why would you turn down a fucking biscuit? Nobody turns down a biscuit. That's the first of all, why is that even a choice? Toast or biscuit? Duh. If you give somebody the choice of toast or biscuit, they're like, I'll have the toast. Throw them out of your fucking country kitchen. Get out of here. And maybe it was a test. And I'm like, neither. I'm like, you can go neither. We understand that. You might have celiac or something. But if you chose toast, we're going to fucking at least spit in your omelet, weirdo. But she said, yeah, if you turn down a biscuit and then you eat potatoes, you're a real fucking weirdo. You're like, are you going to do one of those two things and you pick that one? Home fries? Get the fuck out of here. I don't miss potatoes at all. I don't miss a french fry. I don't miss a home fry. I miss bread like I miss that biscuit. But that's all right. And that omelet was fucking good. Meat Lover's Omelet, Country Kitchen, somewhere between Columbus and Cincinnati. That is my restaurant recommendation right now. Go there. I'm sure the biscuit's fucking awesome. It looked good. Hook that up. if you're, and then there was a guy table over eating strawberry cheesecake. He seemed to like that a lot, so you could get that as a dessert. And I don't know. Yeah, I would stop there. Where are we at? 10 minutes. Oh, jeez. What is it, Saturday? All right. I'll keep going, I guess. There was a... I'm not going to talk about that. I was just going to talk about something. I don't know. It wasn't really... I decided it wasn't a good idea to talk about. Maybe another day. You know, not to keep you in suspense of like what my thought processes are. It's a nice day out. Maybe I'll go. Maybe go check out downtown Cincinnati. What is it? I don't know what they got. Maybe I'll get off this fucking show right now. I mean, Tim, is that enough? Nobody's... I feel like listenership's going down. And I don't blame any of you. I don't know why anybody's listening to this show. I don't know if I would. I might. If I didn't know me. And I didn't know me personally, say. Say I was not a... I was still an accountant. And I was not a comedian, and I, because when I was an accountant, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and I still do, but less, because I'm not in a cubicle all day. And if I was listening to podcasts all the time, and I stumbled across this one, or say I was a fan, maybe I would be a fan of my comedy. I don't have no idea. You know, there's a few. There's some. Let's not act like that's impossible. And then but somehow got to this podcast. Would the thing worn out by now? Because this is episode 34. So, okay, I'll give it a shot. Couple episodes. And I'm like, oh, this one's all right. It's interesting. And now, 34 episodes later, I'm listening to them still, like every day. I don't know. I hope so. I'd like to think that. Why not? That I would like this? But I can't guarantee it. I don't know. I would listen to... Well, I would listen to WTF. I would listen to Adam Carolla's podcast in the beginning when it was more podcasty and less radio show. I kind of just, nothing against him. I think he's funny. I think his politics are fucking not my thing, but, you know, he's got a, I don't like his whole... He talks a lot about the trophies, about, oh, your kids got trophies, they're pussies now, you know, that whole thing. I find that to be a bore. But he's a talented guy, for sure. I just don't dig that whole angle. I think it's misguided, I think it's wrong, I think it's stupid, and I think it's people thinking that they're super smart and everybody else is really stupid, and you're not. As much as I want to think that is true, that I'm super smart and everybody else doesn't get it, it's way more likely that I don't fucking get it. So even when I'm like really like self-righteous and stuck in my, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, could be wrong about this. And I think that is important to do. to just be, you know, to just say, I could be wrong about this. Because this guy feels real right. And he, and I think he's dead wrong. I think he's the dumbest, you know. But that's why I'm a better person than everybody else. Is I'm empathetic. See, and then I turn into that. Then I turn into my, like, superpower. I feel like that's a thing people like to have. Not everybody. I don't know. Does everybody just want to argue their life philosophy to everybody else? Or talk about it with people that agree with that philosophy and then kind of, you know, they can then talk about the people that don't get that and be like, oh, those people that don't understand what we're saying, or they need to go figure it out. I don't know. I feel like that's a pretty common thing to do. That's really what it, even politics, everybody's arguing right now that the country is more divided now than the Civil War. That's what I heard yesterday, and it sounds, I don't know how you measure that, but it sounds pretty on track. It's all just life philosophy, isn't it? Sort of. I mean, it's like, what are we supposed to do? And we're just, and that's, and people like to watch things that, whether whatever it be that support that, and then go talk about it or argue it or whatever online. People like to argue it, and which is the worst place to argue is on the internet, because there's no point to it. So if people try to argue me, it's just, if I don't. I fall into it every once in a while, but either agree with them. It's either better to say, yeah, you're right, and just like, yeah, you're right. I'm not, and then, because I'm not going to convince them that they're wrong. And I don't, you know, it's my, they already made me angry. You know, if that's what they, that's pretty much the only, that's kind of the purpose, is to make the other person angry. I don't got any of the answers. But I do have a shit ton of fucking questions that will not be answered ever. Maybe when I really hope when you die, you get to know everything. That's like a theory, right? That you die, and then part of dying is either you join the light, or you kind of reconnect with the fabric of the universe, which is, could be thought of as heaven, or an actual heaven. Actual heaven looks fucking fantastic too. I like the clouds. I like the angels. That all sounds great. As long as you don't got to work. I just don't want to work. If they give you angel jobs, that don't sound like heaven to me. Because sometimes it sounds like there's angel jobs up there. No fucking way. I ain't doing, you know, anything like that. But, if you get to know everything, that's pretty good. Or if it's just, you just fucking die. I mean, that'd be a bummer, but you wouldn't know about it. So, that's all. That's, why aren't we arguing over, we kind of do argue that over religion, but it really should just be, any arguing should just be about what happens when you die. That should be the only thing we argue about. Because what else are we, what matters? What's it, argue what we're doing to this fucking shithole? Who cares, man? Yeah, we're going to rip it apart, we're going to fuck it up, all that stuff. I don't want to do that, and we can try to do, but it's like, you realize, all these congressmen, they're all like 80 years old, and they're fucking arguing over their money. You're going to be dead, you dumb motherfucker. Argue over what's going to happen when you die. Be like, I think it's heaven. I vote for reincarnation. And then be like, Reincarnation is bad. You can come back and be like a poor person, and then they won't vote for that. But I like to get to know everything. That could be good. All right. 20 minutes. I'm out of here, you dumb motherfuckers. I love all of you. That's why I say we love you at the end. You know, I say that because I was at a rap party for a movie. It was this movie directed by that dude who made the shitty Batman. I can't remember his name right now. Joel Schumacher. It was directed by Joel Schumacher. And Moby. I was standing outside the party smoking a cigarette. And it was like a Lower East Side of Manhattan. And Moby shows up. I'm like, fuck, there's Moby. That's pretty cool. And then Joel Schumacher shakes his hand and he says, "We love you." And I love the fact that he referred to himself as "we." So I do it at the end of the podcast. So I'm going to do it now, and I'm going to go out and have lunch or breakfast or whatever. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.